Joining me in studio right now is Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce CEO Paul Baker. Paul, thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here on this beautiful Monday morning.
Yeah, first of all, Paul, I have to say, the speakeasy soiree was a roaring success.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I loved it. I was just so happy to see so many people dressed up.
Yes.
And participating in the dances, and the jazz band were amazing, and the food was great. And it was just a great time.
All the decorations were right on point. I mean, I have to say, when I walked in, I felt like I was kind of transported back to the 20s, and I was thinking, they knew how to party in the 20s.
They sure did. Yes, they sure did. Not a lot happening in the sort of early, sort of late 1800s, early 1900s, until the 20s.
Right.
So they really sort of kicked it up a notch, you know?
They did. And the dancing, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, you're breathing a sigh of relief. You have that behind you, but now you have another big event coming up, and this one is going to be really informative. It is the post-legislative lunch happening on the 16th.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a real great opportunity for people to come along. You don't necessarily need to be a member of the chamber. This is really sort of an invite to people in the public to come and listen to our legislators who have just now completed this session. And, you know, we will sort of gather some questions up, and we'll ask them of our legislators, and it gives them an opportunity to kind of, I guess, address some of the issues that have come up, some of the thought behind the way in which they voted as well. And, you know, just gives us that touch point. This is the one thing that sets us apart from other groups out there, is that the chamber is really all about the advocacy component and representing the business community in terms of our legislative needs. So it's a great opportunity for people just to kind of speak with them and listen and ask some questions.
And you guys have been doing quite a bit in the advocacy area. Mm-hmm. And that is an all-encompassing job, isn't it?
It is a big job. So most people don't realize that we will hold a weekly call with the legislators. It's usually on a Thursday. And they'll get on, and we will ask them questions about, you know, what's going on from a legislative perspective, you know, in terms of bills that may make it to the floor and bills that die along the way. And also just helping the legislators understand what, you know, pros and cons there might be to the business community, depending on the bill that they're proposing. So this last session, for me, there was like two really big important items that were there, and one was about urban renewal districts. You know, we utilized those extremely well here in Idaho Falls, whereas in the west side of the state, they kind of utilize them in different ways. And so they were looking to tweak that and change that, which have had a detrimental impact on us here in eastern Idaho. So I kind of wrote a sort of straightforward letter and said, look, you know, this is the impacts it'll have, and our legislators represented our interests, and, you know, it was great that they could do that.
And I bet that they really didn't recognize that until you pointed it out, because you're right there in the trenches when it comes to supporting the business community. And so I'm sure they were appreciative to be able to have that perspective.
Yeah, what is really great is that they are willing to listen and hear our points of view. And we won't necessarily always agree with each other, but we can actually do so in a very respectful way. And I've been able to sort of develop good relationships with each of our legislators to the point where they will respect and listen to, you know, the voice of the business community. And so this last session for me, this is my first full session. I kind of came in towards the end last year. This has been a real big learning curve for me, understanding process and procedure, but also developing that good rapport with our legislators and getting to a point where I can be very straightforward and frank and just say, look, this is a bill that's going to work and this is a bill that's not going to work, and or here's some components to this that can we get them tweaked and amended that would ensure that there's some clarity and that the business community is, you know, able to make good informed decisions.
What was the other bill that was of particular interest for you?
So the launch fund, in terms of, you know, the launch program for our students here in Idaho, there were some questions around whether it would pass the budget committee. And it was held up for quite some time. Our local college here, CEI, have been utilizing that program. Had that program not been passed, it would have had a real negative impact in this area in particular. We have a big skills issue here in terms of job pool in eastern Idaho. And so we do need this investment to incentivize and to connect the education groups to the industry and what the industry is demanding. And so the Idaho Launch Program has actually identified what we're calling in-demand careers, so where there's a gap in our talent pool, and we're looking at putting the education programs in parallel to the demands of the industries, which is really great. And so we call that, you know, forward thinking and, you know, strategic planning in the business world. And so we need to sort of identify what is the education pathway. Does it need to be a four-year degree, or could it be a skills-based certificate program? And the so the program will fund up to 80% of, you know, course for a student. And so if you qualify, it's a great opportunity to tap into some of that funding.
I have absolutely seen the benefit in our community of having CEI here. Mm-hmm. One thing a lot of people don't know, I think, is that CEI is really working to help even people that are in the workplace right now with their workforce training. So mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities for people to kind of get some of that updated skills training.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fit for purpose. So it's like, you know, the industries are demanding, I need this kind of candidate. And it's like, so if you look at like nursing, for example, here, CEI have partnered with Idaho Falls Community Hospital and Mountain View Hospital with the Healthcare Institute. And there's a special program there for young people coming straight out of high school, and even for more mature students who are thinking, I want to get back into this career or switch career paths. They can go through that institute and then get all the qualifications they need to be a registered nurse. And we're crying out for nursing here in this area. And so that's just one great way in which CEI have addressed that need. And they work really closely with the lab, and making sure that we're spinning out the right kind of candidate for them, so that, you know, we're keeping our talent here in this region, and sort of, you know, giving people a reason to not only look at what their career pathways might be, but also, you know, raising a family, being part of the community, and being actively engaged is something that CEI has been promoting this last little while under President Rick Amon. And so I love the programs that they have out there. I've spent several times in that campus walking around and seeing students work, and we're really lucky to have it on our doorstep.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. You know, we don't want to put all this investment just to have people seek greener pastures elsewhere. So sounds like this program is going to do a lot to address that.
It sure does. And like, I can't think of a better thing to invest in than our young people. So, you know, you can ask a question like, can we really afford it as a state? I would say no, we can't afford to miss out on this opportunity. You know, so there's pros and cons to everything all the time, but this is a worthwhile investment, and I can't think of a better way to sort of spend, you know, public money in helping our young people get the right careers and the right education and give them a reason to stay in Idaho.
Right, and that's going to build and strengthen our community. Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, as always, great to have you in studio.
Thanks, Jolynn.